So we heard in the Word of God today that we are all called to a certain way of life. And the way the Scripture described it, it's a life of righteousness. In other words, a life of right living. A life that is really in relationship with Jesus Christ, especially, very personally. So that's where it really all begins. And without that, it's really hollow for us to be here, even in this church. That it's got to be about Him. And it's got to be about our love relationship with Him. And His call to us to right living. His call to us to live our vocations, which is from God, a call to holiness. And all of us have that call. All of us. And so He's inviting you, our confirmation students, into that very special relationship with Him. That special love relationship. And He is very much in love with you. He very much loves each of you. Very personally. And it's that love that we celebrate really in this Eucharist. And that same love that all of us have received in the sacraments of baptism and First Holy Communion, confirmation, reconciliation, the sacrament of marriage, holy orders, the anointing of the sick. All those sacraments are really moments in which the doors of heaven are open for us. And the grace of God is given to us, and to you especially, now, in the sacrament of confirmation. But Jesus also tells us in the gospel that if we are to live righteous lives, in other words, lives of doing the right, lives doing good, we need to follow the commandments. And, of course, He would have well known the Ten Commandments. So to have God at the center of our lives, to not take His name in vain, to love our parents and honor them, to keep holy the Sabbath, not to kill, not to steal, not to commit adultery, and to love our neighbor, their wife, their things. Those have been presumed in the gospel. And they're presumed in a life of right living. But Jesus also showed us how to love. And so His life with us on earth was incarnate. In other words, it was who we are. He walked in our flesh. He knew what it means to suffer, and He knew what it means, and He knows what it means to die on the cross for us out of love. That's the kind of depth of love that He's calling you into, that He's calling us into, all of us. It's the kind of love that changes our lives. And He captured that love, really, in the command that He really gave us, in the two great commandments. That's to love God with our whole heart and soul and mind and strength, to love our neighbor as ourselves. That's the two great commandments. See, if you're ever in doubt, especially at school or when you go off to university or whatever you're going to do, but if you're ever in doubt, those are the two questions to ask. Is this really about loving God with my whole heart and soul and mind and strength? And is this really about loving my neighbor as myself? That's really where right judgment comes in. And so Jesus, giving us the gift of Himself, and especially in this sacrament of confirmation. Now you've been preparing yourselves over the last couple of years, both with your parents, your grandparents, your guardians, and all of your teachers, your catechists. My great niece, I was able to confirm her in Houston about a year and a half ago. And she, like you, was really asking the question, what in the world is all this about? Why all the trouble about the sacrament of confirmation? What's going on? with all this. And I was reaching for my holy water to hit her with holy water as fast as I could in that moment. But then she went on retreat, as you have. She went on retreat. And she said her whole class actually was asking the same kind of a question. By the way, there were 300 young people in that class. 300. And she said, it was at the retreat, when they did Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, that things changed. Something happened during the adoration. The Spirit of God began to move, and the Spirit of God hit her hard with the love of Jesus Christ. And she said, that moment changed everything. That Jesus moment enabled her to say, I'm in love with Jesus Christ, and I know He's in love with me, and no one can ever take that away from me. And I went, yes! Thank God. That's our prayer for you. The Jesus moments are happening for you. And this is going to be a Jesus moment. When we pray over you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit to really come down upon you. Those tongues of fire to boom in your lives. And so, the gifts of the Holy Spirit that you're praying for are, that's your cue. I gave you your cheat sheets. Hit me with them. So my question to you is, what gift of the Holy Spirit are you praying for specifically? What's the gift of the Holy Spirit you need in your life right now? So is it wisdom? Is it understanding? God's understanding? God's knowledge? God's counsel, especially with whatever's going on in your life? Is it about fortitude, to have the strength to witness to Christ? Is it about piety and prayer? Or is it about fear of the Lord? Awe and wonder. Awe and wonder. For you, we are praying that the Holy Spirit hits you with all of them. All of them. The disciples, when they had their Pentecost, they were hidden in the upper room. They were afraid. They didn't know what to say. They didn't know what to do. And the Spirit came upon them, and it was a boom in their lives. They were changed. Literally changed. Such that they were able to go and preach about their love of Jesus Christ. I pray that that happens for you. And that as you live your lives of right judgment, that you will know the love of Christ and be a sign of that love to all that you meet. So one more time. Are you ready to receive the sacrament of confirmation?
I am.